to another episode of Discali. It is December 15th, which is every other Friday. Welcome back. And yeah, we're just going to get into the show. My name is Oliver, and we are going to discover a new album today and discover a new artist with the show obviously called Discali. But before we get into it, I want to acknowledge that we are situated broadcasting and live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I think we should just get into it. So today we're going to explore a very, popular album when it comes to Lana Del Rey fans. And personally, I'm not going to lie, I've never fully really gotten into her just because, like, I don't know, I guess my type of genres that I like are a bit different from this specific artistic style. But I mean, I always appreciate any type of music. But obviously, to talk about this album, I did bring in maybe one of the biggest Lana experts that I've ever met. So I think I'll introduce her first. Autumn, how are you doing? And welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I kind of had to have you. I was just like, if we're going to talk about Ultraviolence, yeah. I was like, I need to bring Autumn in. But okay, let's talk about, like, I don't know, your impressions of Ultraviolence. I feel like you have a lot to say about this album.
I do, yeah. It's definitely my favorite album ever, I think.
Ever,
yeah.
Wow, okay. I was like, maybe like Lana Del Rey, like, maybe like favorite album of hers, but like ever.
No, this is like ever, like... Before I go out, I listen to it when I'm sad.
Right.
I listen to it. It's kind of just like, I don't know, it's like my ride or die album.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like we all have that album. So I can assume that this was probably in your Spotify rap this year.
Yeah. Lana Del Rey is my top artist.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough.
I had some crazy other ones, though, in my raps that were not like Lana Del Rey that I don't.
Maybe mention one.
Future?
honestly, no, that's totally fair. I mean,
I don't know what that was about.
I was gonna say, I mean, like a bit of Future. I mean, like, why not? But basically, how the episode of the show works is that we're gonna talk a bit about the album and its aesthetic, its genre, like, you know, how it makes you feel. And then after that, we're gonna go into an artist. And discover them a little bit, who I'm really excited for because I feel like they do sound a lot like Lana Del Rey. But yeah, I think we should just get straight into the actual album itself. So this album did come out in 2014, so it has been a couple of years. I mean, like, let's do the math. So 7 years.
That was like peak Tumblr girl era.
Oh, I mean, I never had Tumblr. I don't know if you had Tumblr.
I had it briefly.
Okay.
But I was too young for the era, but...
So I'm guessing this was, like, probably trending on Tumblr.
Yeah. Like, it was, like, the black and white, like, black skirts.
Oh, you know? like, wait. Would you consider this album, like, coquette-y?
Like, coquette? Yes.
The coquette aesthetic?
This is so coquette.
Okay. I feel like, I don't know. Do people know what coquette means?
I think it's, like, a niche, like, internet slang term. But
yeah.
I think it's, like, growing.
It's growing a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the original album, when it was released in 2014, had a total of 11 tracks. And then later she released the deluxe version, which added a total of 4 tracks to make 15. I guess we can just, like, run through the track list and just, like, talk about the names a little bit, because I feel like it really describes a little bit more about the album.
Yeah.
But the first song is called Cruel World, and then Ultraviolence, which is not the lead single, but the single that, you know, gives a name to the album. Shades of Cool, Brooklyn Baby, West Coast, Sad Girl, Pretty Girl, Pretty When You Cry, Money, Power, Glory, My Way Up to the Top, Old Money, The Other Woman, Black Beauty, Guns N' Roses, Florida Kilos, and Is This Happiness? But I think we should get into a bit of the description of the actual album itself. So it's described as the spine-tingling magic of Lana Del Rey's Ultraviolence lies in the album's striking, sudden contrast. Moments as when West Coast, when Lana Del Rey's cool detached, wells up into a wail of emotional anguish. Musing on dark themes, the corruption of power, money, and of course, violence, Lana Del Rey offers a hypnotic set of darkling tempered songs. So this is the description on Apple Music that talks about Ultraviolence, but what do you think about that?
I think that description is crazy. and also like perfect for
yeah, like kind of accurate. No,
yeah.
I mean,
like money, power, violence. It's so like makes me want to like steal from a rich man.
I mean, I feel like that's exactly what she wants us to feel. So I don't think you're wrong in that sense.
Yeah.
But let's talk a bit about like the cover itself of the album. I have it pulled up right here, but it is a photo of Lana Del Rey coming out of, I'm guessing.
That's like the old man she stole money from car.
Oh, you know? Okay. That's, I was just going to say it's just like some random car.
Oh, no. There's like the lore behind it. You know?
But yeah, like she's coming out of the car and she's like in this like full white kind of like outfit. I think she's wearing like just a white t-shirt.
That's why it's so iconic, I think, because she's just like pulling up in a white t-shirt and she just
like nothing special.
Yeah, but she looks so good.
I mean, yeah, she's kind of giving like this like kind of like stare.
Yeah. Lots of times Lana Del Rey's fashion kind of gives like hick a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But in like the best way.
In the best way possible.
Because she makes it work, you know?
I mean, it is a black and white cover, so I feel like that also takes away like any like, I don't know how to call it, like kind of like joyous, colorful, like barf of emotion.
Yeah, it's just complete misery.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of the point. Okay, so I think we should just get into the first song that we're going to play off of this album. We're going to skip to track number 3, which is called Shades of Cool. Any prior feelings on that song?
I have so many prior feelings.
Okay, maybe give us a couple.
Well, Shades of Cool, I used to listen to it a lot when like men would let me down. Because you'll hear, you know, you'll hear in the song.
You'll hear a little bit.
Yeah. But so I have really strong feelings for this song.
Okay.
About this song.
Okay. Well, I think we can talk about them after just to give a bit of context. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Lana Del Rey with Shades of Cool.
Play.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Lana Del Rey with Shades of Cool. All right, Autumn.
Wow.
Take us through it.
I ascended. Mm-hmm. I feel lighter, but I also feel heavier because it makes me think about things.
Think about things. A lot.
Yeah. Here's my two cents.
Okay.
This is about your situationship who thinks they're too cool for you, who won't express their feelings, who's just an overall pretentious little person, or more like man.
Yeah, I feel like in this context it might be a man, just because like, I feel like, I don't know, in music like men are notorious for just like messing everything up.
It's especially the men who like pretend to be feminists, you know? Now we're getting too personal here, but
yeah, a little political, I'm not gonna lie.
They paint their nails and they think they're a feminist.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. No, fair enough.
But it's so much more than that.
But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, like, even the title of the track, like, Shades of Cool. I feel like Lana Del Rey kept mentioning, like, in her lyrics, as like how like she wants to like break through the barrier of like the shades of cool, and like kind of like go past that and get to know them, but like they don't, they're not letting.
Yeah.
Her. Yeah.
They're just all closed off.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a sad way to live.
I know, but can we like something I mentioned to you like through the song is just like I thought that the electric guitar sounded a lot like Cigarettes After Sex, like in like I think like kind of it was kind of giving me like the vibes of like Sunsets or something like that.
Is it like the psychedelic like pop?
Yeah, kind of like psychedelic pop rock kind of vibe. I mean, like I feel like this album and Cigarettes After Sex, like self-titled album, is like very similar to each other,
for sure.
As in like, you know, musically, production. But okay, let's get into. Quickly, like the little vinyl pressings. I feel like this is like the most exciting part of the show for me. But Ultraviolence was obviously came out in 2014, and it came out with a couple pressings. The first ones are like standard issues of like a black pressing on the cover that Autumn and I were talking about, like the black and white photo of her coming out of the car. And then Urban Outfitters came out with probably one of the most limited at the time pressings of Ultraviolence on this transparent blue and violet on an alternative cover, which I was just showing Autumn. And can you like describe a little bit of what you thought about the alternative cover?
I thought like once again it was very Tumblr.
Yeah, so like
it's like the ripped jean.
Yeah,
right? That's a ripped. I think.
Yeah, it is a ripped jean. So it's like it's
she's like kind of pulling it apart.
Yeah, so it's like a photo of her like knee, and she's like has jeans on, and like her nails are painted, and like she's kind of like. I'm like playing with like the distressed part of the jean, like the little like hole in the knee.
Also, like the filter on the cover.
Yeah, I was gonna say like the filter is like very like
it's super like saturated and like kind of grainy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like I would have put that filter on in like 2014 definitely if I had Instagram.
Yeah.
I would have been like maybe not Tumblr because again wasn't on Tumblr, but that was like a filter I would put. But no, yeah. This vinyl pressing of the translucent blue and violet, violet translucent. Was part of the Urban Outfitters exclusive, released in 2014, and to this day it used to go for a lot of money. It was a couple hundred dollars for resale, until recently in 2023, they did repress the. It wasn't under the Urban Outfitters exclusive, but it was just under like, you know, Lana Del Rey's like own shop, and she repressed it, and unfortunately the resale value did go down. So if you did have the Urban Outfitters exclusive, it's still like, you know, you have like the original one, but like, yeah, I got repressed. And so the value went down a little bit, but I've been meaning to get that pressing of Ultraviolence because I think it's really cool.
Yeah. I saw it in Urban and I was like, I don't even have a vinyl. And I was like,
no, like sometimes it's like vinyls are just like really cool looking. So you just want to buy them. I mean, like, I feel like that's kind of how my obsession started, but we don't talk about it, but whatever. Anyway, moving on to the next song that we want to play. Sad Girl.
Sad Girl.
Does it resonate a lot?
It does, once again, because especially middle of December, everyone's a bit of a sad girl.
Yeah.
The seasonal depression.
I was going to say we are in middle of December, like literally December 15th. That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
So would you say like this is kind of like the song of the month or like the song of the season?
I think like the song of my month, I feel like maybe not. I don't know about anyone else's month.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of, like, streaming a lot of Mariah Carey right now.
Well, that's good. You're, like, get, like, Christmas spirit.
I'm trying to, like, make sure.
Or even just Mariah Carey, just, like, her old things?
No, I mean, like, Christmas Mariah Carey. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just trying to keep my cool and keep my holly jolly during these, like, final seasons. I'm not going to lie. It's been a little bit rough. But, yeah, I guess any prior feelings of Sad Girl before we get into that song?
I don't, not really. Like, I think it's just, like, the title really... the song title just really just kind of gives it.
Yeah, it's like sad girl. But I mean, let's get into it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Lana Del Rey with Sad Girl.
Like you. Hey Vancouver, for fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
All right, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Lana Del Rey with Sad Girl.
Sad Girl.
I mean, honestly, yeah, that's kind of like, that was kind of like the whole song. Like, she was saying Sad Girl and Bad Girl repeatedly.
Yeah, we were just looking at the lyrics.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And it seems like she's like the girl he has on the side, but mm-hmm. she's staying because he has a lot of money.
Exactly.
She's sad because she kind of wants to be his number one.
Yeah, I'm kind of like maybe like theorizing a bit, like, because she also proceeds to saying like money on the side, money on the side. Like, I'm
like, is he a drug dealer?
I was going to say something different, but no. Yeah, maybe. No, but I was going to say like maybe the assumption of either like he throws money on the side to like where she is. Or, like, she is the money on the side, as in, like, she's of worth, you know?
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense? I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, like, money...
I mean, I don't understand, but...
It's okay.
You're talking in great things, so it's fine.
No, like, I'm saying, like, she's of worth, you know? It's like, she's, like, okay. The money on the side, she's the money on the side, but she wants to be more. She just doesn't want to be on the side, and that's why she's...
She wants to be money in the front.
Yeah, and, like, that's why she's a sad girl. Yeah, I guess maybe she wants to be money...
It should be, the song should be Money on the Front.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's okay. That was good. But yeah, basically, I don't know. She's just maybe trying to throw in like a metaphor or something.
Do you think she would be like, I'm a happy girl if it was Money on the Front?
I feel like that might be like another song for another album.
Yeah.
Maybe not for Ultraviolence. Maybe for like Ultraviolence Happy Girl Edition.
It's like ultra... Peace and love.
Ultra peace and love. Yeah. but yeah, let's get into talking a little bit about Lana Del Rey in concert. She hasn't toured in a while.
Yeah, I wish she would. Wasn't she at like a music festival?
Yeah, so like she did like a round of music festivals over the summer where she went to, I think the closest place that we could have gone to would have been FEC Music Festival in Quebec. But ooh. No, it would have been fun, but also
I don't know if I want to go all the way.
I was gonna
to
say
Quebec
I was for... like I don't know if I would travel that far too. I mean,
I guess we
I was gonna say
yeah, we went to Oshiega that
yeah far, we went to but... Oshiega that, but that was different.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did do a couple rounds of festivals. She also did, I think, Lollapalooza for a couple, and I think that included Latin America. Like Brazil, I'm pretty sure, got her, which was like big news. But would you ever go to a Lana Del Rey concert?
I would, for sure, yeah. I know I said I wouldn't go to, like, a slow, sad concert ever,
mm-hmm.
unless, but Lana Del Rey, I would.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of, like, the same vibe. Like, I went to Cigarettes After Sex when they came in August, and, like, I liked it a lot. It was a lot of fun. I mean, like, people obviously weren't jumping and dancing, but, like, everyone was, like, basically, like...
I feel like it could be kind of special. You're, like, in your feels with everybody.
Yeah, like, united, like, everyone's crying. I mean, that happened to me also with Daniel Caesar, and that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I think we should get into the last song before we go into talking about the artist that we want to discover. But Old Money, what do you think?
I think Old Money, it sounds really sad, but mm-hmm. I think the lyrics in this one are a lot more like, oh my God, I'm so in love with you, instead of like, I hate men.
I mean, like, I'm kind of expecting, like, have you seen like the trend of like the Old Money aesthetic?
Oh,
like how,
yes.
Like men dress up
like in the dark old academia or whatever.
Yeah, it's like kind of like they're wearing like polo loose shirts, but like it's kind of tight around the shoulders and like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
old kind of.
I get that vibe.
Like kind of like Old Money, like, you know, it's like, you know, like a pair of trousers with like a really expensive pair of shoe.
Just like rich people being, yeah, elegant.
Kind of like, yeah, something like that. I feel like mostly like in Europe, like not even in the States.
Or like, I was even thinking like the East Coast, like Old Money from the East Coast.
Okay, okay.
But like the States.
Mm, yeah.
But what do I know? I don't know.
All right, let's get into Old Money and like let's see if it fits that description. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Lana Del Rey with Old Money.
Blue hydrangea, gold cash divine, cashmere cologne, and white sunshine, red racing cars, sunset and vine. The kids were young and pretty. Where have you been? Where did you go? Those summer nights seem long ago. And so is the girl you used to call the Queen of New York City. But if you send for me, you know I'll come. And if you call for me, you know I'll run. I'll run to you, I'll run to you. I'll run, run, run. I'll come to you, I'll come to you. I'll come, come, come. Sunset, small town, I'm out of time. Will you still love me when I shine? From words but not from beauty. My father's love was always strong. My mother's glamour lives on and on. Yet still inside I felt alone for reasons unknown to me. But if you send for me,
I'll come to you.
are back. So let's talk a bit about old money.
Old money.
I mean, I think you were kind of right.
Yeah, because I heard the her say like New York City.
Mm-hmm. So like that's like East Coast old money.
Yeah, I'm so bad at remembering lyrics to things. Mm-hmm. I just like know the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I think it's East Coast.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked the first like opening couple words of the song, like blue hydrangea.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't sing.
Blue hydrangea.
But I think it just like it really just started painting the picture. I mean, I don't really know what she meant by that.
I don't know what a blue hydrangea looks like.
You don't know
like.
What a blue hydrangea looks like? It's
no.
Like it's like those blue flowers that kind of like, you know, in a bush. I don't know. There's kind of like these huge.
The
like,
ones like all over Vancouver.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. They kind of look like pillows, kind of. There's like multiple flowers in like one, I don't know, sprouting.
Sounds gorge.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess that's kind of the point. I don't know.
Blue hydrangea.
Blue hydrangea. Old money. But like, yeah, I mean, like most of the songs in the album are like, I wouldn't say slower tempo. They're not like the slowest, but like.
Yeah. They're definitely like very like, I feel like sensual.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's, yeah. Because like a slower beat will basically like, yeah, give the kind of like feeling of like being sad and.
And I love all the background vocals she does.
Yeah.
She's just like, huh?
Something that I noticed a lot, I think like in every song that we listen to, it kind of sounds like she's like in this like huge room where it's like only her.
Yeah.
And she's just like singing her like lungs out, but like.
She's in like a pickleball court or whatever. No, what's it called?
Like just a gymnasium.
No, you know. You know those courts where people bounce the ball?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
pickleball?
Yeah.
I don't think that's, what's pickleball?
I thought that was, no, pickleball is like when you like go over and then, I think that was, what's it called? Like squash? Squash.
Yeah.
It's squash.
Lana Del Rey records all her songs.
I was going to say pumpkin. No, but like, yeah, I mean like in like an open room, I was more imagining like maybe like a.
Like a warehouse?
No, like a hall in a palace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it could be a warehouse.
I feel like there's too much of an echo though, because a palace would have some like. Things in the room, right?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, and it's a hallway.
It's just like
it's
a hall.
Super tall ceilings.
Kind of like the Palace of Versailles. Like she's just like in there and she's like singing like.
That's so much better than a squash court.
Or like a warehouse.
I was thinking like, you know how they have those like giant Amazon warehouses? And there's literally fog in them. Have you seen the pictures of those?
No.
It's so big. There's fog.
Send one to me later.
Okay.
Because like I kind of want to picture that. I can picture Lana Del Rey in an Amazon warehouse just singing.
I feel like she would date like Jeff Bezos.
Old money.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we figured it out.
Yeah.
But can we like just quickly talk about how that one time, I think it was literally after the first episode of Discali, which was December 1st, Autumn and I, we went to go watch the Beyonce movie in theaters and like, we got, like, this, like, really terrible-tasting drink.
Yeah, because you know at the movies how you can pick any kind of drink ever?
I think it's called, like, a soda fountain.
Is that what? Okay,
yeah, fun. Yeah.
But we got this lime ginger ale. Nasty. Rank.
It was her choice. I mean, I...
Because I'm a big ginger ale fan, and I was like, lime? And yeah. It was so
like,
bad.
In theory, it sounds good. Like, you know, ginger and, like, lime, you know, something like that. Anyway,
yeah.
It ended up tasting, like... terrible Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
But basically it prompted to us making up a Lana Del Rey song.
Yeah. Because it was like treacherous outside and it like spilt on your face.
It was everywhere because like it was like raining really hard. And so like we started singing like some like Mountain Dew.
It was like Mountain Dew on my cheek.
Makes me weak. Well, it's because she has a song called like what? What's it called?
Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew. And then she uses a lot of like soda pop references. So like we were just kind of going crazy. I mean, it was late at night. We were like walking out of that theater at like 11.
Mm-hmm.
After like downing terrible
and
Mountain Dew.
We were singing it on the bus.
Yeah, we were just like with everyone like going home that night because it was a Friday. So people were going home from the Gramble Strip.
Yeah.
So they were just listening to us make up a Lana song.
They were listening to future stars being born.
Yeah, that's some delusional stuff right there. I'm not going to lie. But like, have you also seen those trends where like people make up like Lana's future album titles because of like, you know, like, did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
People were just like making up random titles like, oh, like I was sitting on the couch with. like a snack in my hand, and I thought I was crazy.
That's so me.
Like people are like, oh yeah, that's just like a future Lana title.
Or like, I spilled wine on my white blouse last Sunday night
while I was like eating. It's like, yeah, that's the next title. But anyways, that's
also so me.
I could never drink wine, but
wine is so Lana Del Rey.
That is
get
true.
With the program.
I'm sorry, just not a super big wine drinker. But anyways, we're gonna get into our artist of the week, like our discovered artist. And we chose
Nicole
Dahlinger. I know, kind of spooky.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the name, I'm not gonna lie. But so Nicole Dahlinger is I guess you can call it kind of a young artist. She's 32. She was born in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. So she is Canadian. Gotta love
Scarborough.
Yeah, sounds Scarborough. Like, I mean, gotta love like a Canadian artist. But her genres are folk, lo-fi, gothic rock, bedroom pop, and sadcore.
I used to be a big fan of bedroom pop in like grade 10.
I'm guessing like bedroom pop is kind of like,
it's like, you know, remember like early Claro?
Well, all I remember of like Claro is like Sophia.
Oh, okay. No, it was like her, like Pretty Girl, that kind of thing. Whole different artist. Talk about Nicole Dahlinger.
Yes. So let's start off with her album that came out most recently in January of 2023. It's called Married in Mount Airy. And I wanted to talk a bit about the names of the tracks because, like we mentioned with Lana Del Rey, it's like they also make part of the aesthetic of the album. Mm-hmm. So starting off with the first one, it's Married in Mount Airy. And then we have Gold Satin Dreamer, which at first I thought it was Satan, but I mean...
Yeah, when you were like Gold Satin Dreamer, I was like, that looks like an eye in there.
Okay, we're going to move on from that. Dogwood, Runnin' Free, Bad Man, My Darling True, Moonlight, Sometime After Midnight, Nymphs Finding the Head of Orpheus, Summit Song, Whispering Glades, and I'll Wait for You to Call.
A nymph is like a fairy, right?
I think so. I mean... I don't really know. It's a bit of a long title, I'm not gonna lie. Like Nymphs Finding the Head of Orpheus.
It's super Lana.
It is very Lana. Which is the point. Yeah, it's like they all kind of give the aesthetic of like the album. Which the album cover is like, I'm guessing it's Nicole like laying on like a bed frame with like a bride's dress on. It's very like Addams Family, like black and white. But I feel like to get the first impression of like the actual album, we should listen to maybe the first song, Married in Mount Airy.
Yeah.
Do you wanna introduce her?
Yeah, here's Nicole Dahlinger.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Married in Mount Airy.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radioland. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
All right, and we're back. So that was Married in Mount Airy. What did you think?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it sounded, especially at the end, like the violin.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was a violin or if that was like just her really high vocals. Because like she has very high vocals.
Yeah, I think the end though was like a distorted like violin sound. And it sounded like, yeah, you know, like scary movies when the psycho person comes out and it's like...
Yeah. I was also going to say, it was like near the end, it kind of, I think she just had like a bunch of like distorted sounds, like very hyper sounds, but it sounded kind of like an ambulance.
It did.
I don't know. That's kind of me.
Maybe she didn't want to get married, you know, in Mount Airy.
Maybe she didn't.
The ambulance had to...
Yeah. Because like from this first song, I got the vibe of like Nicole being a mix of like Lana Del Rey musical production and kind of like bedroom pop leaning, you know, with the voice of Melanie Martinez.
Yeah, I totally hear that.
Like, it's a very high-pitched, like, voice.
Yeah, it's really, like, whimsical.
Very, like, doll-like, you know?
She's a little fairy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love it, though.
I liked it, too. I mean, I definitely want to get into, like, a couple more songs before we wrap up the show. I know we're getting there. But
so
I think...
sad. You guys are going to miss us so much.
We'll be back. We'll be back. I mean, for sure. So the next one we want to play is called Bad Man. Again, kind of like the same vibe as like Sad Girl.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the response.
You know the thing like she believed and then like he lied?
Oh,
I
feel
like this is same vibes.
Same vibes. All right. So do you want to introduce again?
Yeah, this is Nicole Dollinganger.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and this is Bad Man. Rodolph. back. That was Nicole Dahlinger with Bad Man.
Bad Man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I actually really like the song. I love like a good like guitar song. It's like slow, but it's like still kind of like breathy.
It was
kind
like a lullaby. Like I was like falling asleep in a good way.
No, like in the best way possible. Like a good like song that can kind of like relax you and like kind of like put you to
sleep.
Yeah, it's like a soothing song. I felt that like the lyrics behind the song weren't exactly too soothing.
Yeah, when we were listening to lyrics and I was like, oh, did she kill him?
Yeah, or... so let's go through like maybe like the first, I don't know if I would call this like a verse. I think so, a verse. I wish he didn't have to die, but he was a bad man. Wrote over the love story he left on my body with somebody else's hands. I'm still crying, but I'm not sorry. No, I couldn't give a goddamn about it now. I've washed him out of my clothes. I know he had to go. He had to go. And he'd say the same, you know.
She's on that, like, she has that baddie behavior, you know. Like, sometimes you gotta kill a bad man.
Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, did she kill him?
I think so.
Or, like, is she
said
like,
she didn't give a goddamn. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she didn't give a goddamn.
That's so iconic.
And then, like, at the end, it was like, I wish he didn't have to die, but he was a bad man. What do I make of these tears that I've cried over that bad man? And it's like a question mark.
So maybe she's a little guilty she killed him.
I wonder if she killed him or she just, like, left him because, like...
Oh, like, she just killed him in her heart.
Yeah, because, like, she says that she has replaced him with somebody else. Mm. Maybe, like, just replaced.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, a metaphorical thing.
When you, like, break up with someone, is like, you know, when you, like, wash the clothes trying to get the scent out of them?
I personally don't wash them for months and, like, really...
Yeah, kind of, like...
Opposite.
Yeah, I want that feeling to, like, last maybe a bit longer.
But see, that's why Nicole's, like, in her baddie era. Like, so, like, she doesn't care.
So I feel like...
She's washing those clothes.
I was going to say, the assumption of, like, her killing him maybe isn't the worst. But anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. Autumn, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We're going to end off the episode with one of Nicole's last songs, track number 9 off of her album Married in Mount Airy.
This one's a banger.
But just as a reminder, next up after Discali, we have Dave Radio Presents with The Eclectic Lunch. But Autumn, for the last time, do you want to introduce?
Yeah, I love saying her name. It's my favorite thing ever.
Go for it.
This is Nicole Dahlinger.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Nymphs Finding the Head of Orpheus. In the sky.